KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07 this morning, we have partly cloudy skies and 58 degrees your temperature. We look for partly to mostly cloudy skies here today and a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News this hour brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. On Monday, Stewart police officers recovered approximately 25 grams of methamphetamine from a Creston man after he was arrested in the 700 block of South Division Street in Stewart. He was charged with possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver. He was also found to be in possession of hundreds of illegal prescription pills, which he was also charged with. The drug seizure was one of several over the last 2 weeks by Stewart officers. In the last 10 days alone, Stewart officers have seized approximately $6,000 worth of methamphetamine, approximately $1,500 worth of illegal prescription pills, and approximately $1,000 worth of marijuana. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Sometimes life hands you an unwelcome surprise. A broken bone, sports injury, or a hip, knee, or shoulder that just won't give you any relief can put you on the sidelines. Or worse, having to travel just to get the care you need. But not anymore. Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Edward Fisher, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Dr. Fisher is skilled in a broad spectrum of orthopedic care, including joint replacements, sports medicine, hand and ankle surgeries, and fracture repairs. His expertise, combined with state-of-the-art equipment and facilities, brings a new era of orthopedic care to Cass County Health System. And thanks to our skilled rehab team, you can also do all of your rehab right here at home. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Fisher, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
In other local news, Council Bluffs police are investigating two separate robberies that occurred at convenience stores overnight. At approximately 1:27 a.m. this morning, Council Bluffs police were called to 2024 Fifth Avenue, a come-and-go store, in reference to a robbery. The clerk there reported that the suspect entered the store from the east wearing a mask and gloves. He went behind the counter, displayed a machete, and demanded money from the register. The suspect then fled the store eastbound on foot through the alley with an undisclosed amount of cash. Officers searched the area but were unsuccessful in locating the suspect. If you have any information regarding that incident, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. And in the second incident overnight at approximately 3:33 a.m., Council Bluffs police were called to 1602 Avenue G, which is a quick shop store, in reference to a robbery. The clerk reports a white or Hispanic male with a light brown complexion entered the store wearing a mask and gloves, displayed a knife, and demanded money from the register. The suspect then left the store westbound on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash. Officers searched the area but were unable to locate that suspect as well. The incident is not believed to be related to the earlier robbery. And if you have any information regarding that incident, you're also asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. The Red Oak Police released details on two arrests in the past 24 hours. On Wednesday, officers arrested 21-year-old Jesse Dean Ullman of Red Oak on a Montgomery County warrant for revocation of probation. Ullman was taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $10,000 cash bond. Early this morning at 12:45 a.m., officers arrested 45-year-old Terry Ann Nelson of Red Oak for domestic abuse assault, second offense, and aggravated misdemeanor. Nelson was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on no bond until seen by a magistrate. A grand jury has decided not to indict a Des Moines police officer who fatally shot a 28-year-old man after a low-speed car chase in June. Polk County Attorney John Sarcone says the jury announced its decision Wednesday morning in the case of Senior Officer Vanessa Miller. Police say Miller shot Ryan Bollinger from inside her patrol car following a low-speed car chase on June 9th. Miller was assisting another officer in responding to the chase. Bollinger was accused of displaying erratic behavior and advancing toward Miller's vehicle. Bollinger was shot once in the torso and later died. Miller and the other officer are on administrative leave as part of department protocol. Officials say they're investigating the cause of a wastewater discharge that entered Lake Panorama in central Iowa. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says it's unclear what caused a pump to fail Saturday night at a lift station managed by the South Panorama Sanitary District. Officials reported the problem on Sunday morning, around the same time that officials believe the discharge ended. DNR officials say it wasn't clear to the agency that there was a wastewater discharge until Monday night. The sanitary district believes it was likely a small discharge. It's unclear what caused the pump to fail, since all the pumps at the lift station appear to be functional. Officials for the sanitary district are considering construction of a new lift station where discharges would be less likely to reach the lake. The Iowa Department of Transportation employees have started testing a mobile driver's license app as part of a new pilot program. Morpho Trust USA, the company providing the software for the app, announced the start of testing Wednesday. The pilot program involves state employees testing the app in various settings. According to Department Director Paul Trombito, the agency is not ready to release the app for customer use. There is not a set date for the app that could be released to the public. The company says the Iowa Department employees are the first in the nation to use its mobile driver's license software. And Iowa's top insurance regulator has approved rate increases for several health providers in the state. Insurance Commissioner Nick Gerhardt announced Wednesday that he has approved increases on individual insurance plans provided by Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Coventry Healthcare, and Gunderson Health Insurance. The changes go into effect in January. The Des Moines Register reports that the rate increases include between 17.6% and 28.7% on average for plans by Wellmark, 19.8% on average for plans by Coventry, and 9.4% on average for plans by Gunderson. The newspaper reports some residents who attended a hearing earlier this year on the proposed increases criticized it. Officials for at least two of the providers say the increases were needed because of unexpected health care costs. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. KJAN News Time, 7:14.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
In your funeral announcements, Corrine Kretzinger, age 88 of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Corrine Kretzinger will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids, that is today. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Mary Ann Shima, age 78 of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital in Audubon. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Shima will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. James Jake Edward Schwarzkopf, age 62 of Stewart, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for James Jake Edward Schwarzkopf will be held Friday at 10 a.m. in the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Lyle Borkowski, age 67 of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Lyle Borkowski will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. John Van Vliet, age 67 of Orient, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A tribute service for John Van Vliet will be held Friday at 4 p.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Helen I. McNabb, age 104 of Granger, formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday in Granger. A memorial service for Helen McNabb will be held Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Judy Bentley, age 70 of Oakland, died Saturday. A celebration of life memorial visitation for Judy Bentley will be held this on Saturday, September the 12th, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. And Richard P. Canning, age 90 of Atlantic, died on Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Richard Canning are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest funeral announcements and news here this 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.